Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier News.
Welcome to EN4 News. It's Wednesday morning. I'm Robbie Thompson. Several driver warnings have been issued by police on the first day of Edinburgh's new 20-mile-per-hour zones. Motorists were stopped and warned of their speed by officers, with many commuters taking to social media to complain about the added time to their journeys. The £2 million initiative was introduced after Edinburgh City Council officials pushed to make the city's roads safer and reduce the number of accidents. Leslie Hines spoke to EN4 News about the new limits.
Well, it's because of safety. It's about encouraging people to walk and cycle and to also take public transport. But also it's because there is a demand from local residents. We have 20 miles an hour in 50% of our streets already, in residential streets in the city, and residents want 20 miles an hour in their own area.
Meanwhile, it has been announced that drivers caught using their phone at the wheel within 2 years of passing their test will lose their licence under new law introduced in Scotland, England and Wales.
So the deterrent has definitely increased, and we are very much behind this because the REC carried out some major research into the use of handheld mobile phones for its annual report on motoring, and we launched the findings in September, saying that 26% of drivers admitted to checking texts, emails and social media while driving. A fifth of people said they made text messages or posted messages while driving, and 14% said they'd actually taken a photo or video while driving.
The penalty for using a mobile while driving will double to 6 points and a £200 fine from the 1st of March. Edinburgh nurseries have warned that fees will rise and jobs could be lost due to crippling increases in their rates bills. Thousands of businesses in the capital still face soaring costs despite the Scottish Government's U-turn on help for some sectors. Around 10,000 businesses in Edinburgh will face pricier rates bills without any relief. EN4's Dan Smith spoke to a representative from Edinburgh's City Nursery earlier today who criticised the impending increase.
The rate bill values were issued the week before Christmas, so I reckon that was a way of trying to sneak it in under the door somehow without anybody noticing. In the City Nursery, which is a single nursery, it has two buildings, but the combined rate bill value was in the region of 80,000 and it's now 140,000.
It's 3 minutes past 11. You're listening to EN4 News this Wednesday morning. A reminder, you can keep up with all our breaking news at en4news.com and on Twitter at en4news2016. To the US now, and President Donald Trump has vowed a renewal of American spirit as he delivered his first speech to Congress yesterday. Trump was upbeat throughout, speaking of entering a new chapter of American greatness. His primetime address is set to bolster his approval ratings after a shaky start to his tenure. Sky's Cordelia Lynch in Washington said Trump's speech played well with the electorate.
Donald Trump certainly struck a more optimistic tone than he has in the past. There was a little more detail, some olive branches on Obamacare, but he did strike a fairly strident tone on terrorism and immigration also.
And now, joining us for this morning's football roundup, it's Andrew Fleming.
Thanks, Robbie. An unlikely turn of events in Ayr last night led to Raith Rovers starting a game with midfielder Ryan Stevenson in goal in their match with Ayr United. The club's manager, John Hughes, had no fit goalkeepers available for the match, and the game went ahead despite attempts to have the SFA postpone it. In the end, Ayr won the match with an unexpectedly low-scoring 1-0, thanks to a goal from former Hibs man Farid El-Alagoui. Ross County travelled to Hearts tonight, with the Gorgie side hoping to put an end to the recent slump in form. EN4 News spoke to manager Ian Cathro at Tynecastle about their chances.
Everybody understands the size, the importance, how much love and passion there is for this football club. This is tens and tens of thousands of people's Real Madrid. That's reality.
And later today, I'll be talking to two of Scotland's leading sports journalists about the fortunes of the nation's rugby. I'll have more sports headlines in our lunchtime bulletin at 1:30. That's all from the sports desk now. Back to you in the studio.
We'll be back at 1:30 with a full roundup of today's stories, and Rachel Henderson will give us a full look at Edinburgh's Wee Dub Festival. Once again, you can keep up with our breaking news at en4news.com and on Twitter at en4news2016. Good morning.
This is Radio Napier.